Ted Bunch is giving a presentation to about 200 people at Northern New Mexico College in Espanola.
And I see a man hitting his wife, and I walk over to him and say, hey, knock that off. What does he say to me? Mind your business. How do you all know the answer to that? Everywhere I go, everybody knows the answer to this. That's socialization, isn't it?
He's with the group, A Call to Men.
And if I press the issue, what's he going to say to me then? Hey, this is between me and my wife. In other words, you're breaking the rules. Let me explain the rules to you. So I'm out of line. Not him. I'm out of line.
This rule comes from what the speakers for A Call to Men describe as the man box, societal beliefs about how men are supposed to think and act around women.
For you to look at how we've been taught and keep the wonderful things that there are about being a man and what we're passing down to our boys, but also challenge some of those things that are not so good.
His words resonate with Louisa Baca from Tewa Women United, a Native American advocacy organization in Espanola.
You know, there is a culture of violence within, you know, many communities that cause, you know, a lot of hardships, a lot of heartaches.
Baca is helping to spread the Call to Men message. She rallied men in Espanola to attend the presentation and hear what Bunch had to say. And once they did, they had lots of second thoughts. Martin Cotta of Espanola.
I slowly, you know, have come to believe that I have to have more respect. And also I'm more respectful, more polite, more kind.
Philip Silva of Santa Clara.
We need to stop teaching our young men to degrade women. You know, we need to have them respect them, and we need to have love more, compassion. You know, we need to bring that back into our lives.
Men talking to men about domestic violence works, Carol White says. She's a social worker in Rio Rancho.
To me, the solution to ending violence against women is men. It takes a man to talk to a man about this issue. Because I could say something and people are like, oh, that's great. And a man can get up and say the exact same thing and then he gets a standing ovation. So same information, same material. Maybe I was funnier, but he still had the power to be heard. And that's where we need to find these men who are willing to use their power for good.
Charlie Riddick is outreach coordinator for the 8 Northern Indian Pueblo Council's Peacekeepers Program. He says that some men are too fearful to make any changes in their behavior or attitudes.
You know, because we do have men that is afraid to step up to the plate because of what might be said, calling them a wimp or something like that. But they need to stand up to the plate, step up to the plate, and be that man who they're supposed to be.
And Gary Talachi, Lieutenant Governor of the Nambe Pueblo, says that it takes more than just talk.
As a man, we need to start leading by example. As a tribal leader, that's my goal. And I think the more tribal leaders we get support from, I think the better off we can push this issue further.
As an example of the change that takes place, Zachary Vigil of Espanola tells how he will behave differently.
Oh, yeah, I will definitely treat my girlfriend better. And now that I've seen that, now I will do the hardest I ever can to treat her fairly.
Baca is looking forward to more changes like this in Espanola. Throughout the year, Tewa Women United is convening meetings to keep raising awareness about men getting involved in the fight against domestic violence. She hopes the efforts there will become models for other communities. For KUNM, I'm Colleen Keene.